If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top-brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to this bonus episode of the Olive Podcast. Each week we ask our favourite chefs, cookie writers and characters from the food scene to reveal their top three cooking cheats, hacks and shortcuts to help make your time in the kitchen truly effortless. I'm back with Perry Wakeman, and in the main episode this week we talked all about the art of the affineur. Now he's going to share his top three cheese tips. What have you got for us, Perry?
Yeah, so first up is we need to talk about maple syrup and cheese. So it was something I discovered weirdly on a podcast about maple syrup with a friend of mine, James Golding. And I happened to have this cheese, which you've just had, which is
absolutely delicious. Just trying to finish eating it.
Yeah, it's called the British Pecorino Blue. It's really made good in Yorkshire by Mario. And then we kind of harshen it up. So it's got like a really big kind of strong profile. But there's something about blue cheese and maple syrup, because maple syrup is sweet, but it also has some grounding in terms of being earthy.
It's kind of savoury sweet, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And it kind of really pairs so well. And it's just been this one thing that not many people have done. I'm sure they're doing it in Canada, right? But over here, it was like this light bulb moment. We gave it a go. And yeah, everyone that has it thinks it's absolutely knockout. Yeah. So,
and do you think that would go with any blue, like just a Stilton even?
Or I'm pretty confident that it's going with every blue that I've tried currently.
That's a practical tip to try at home. Yes. And what's number two?
Yeah, so to kind of flip on that completely is to go, you know, knock the pairings on the head.
Right.
So if you've got a really good cheese board in front of you, you've gone to a restaurant, they've got the cheese trolley out for you, the cheese chauffeur has come around, you know, they really know their stuff and they're going to recommend a select amount of cheeses. We just have this habit in the UK of loving chutneys, jams.
Yeah.
And I promise you, if you have that one pairing that you really, really like, all your cheeses are going to start to begin to taste like that pairing.
Right.
So, you know, what we're advising with a lot of restaurants that we deal with at the moment is five cheeses just on the board. No celery, no grapes, no nothing. Just have it in that order.
Yeah.
And then just in the center of the, you know, of the table, have your bread and things like that. So people have to reach to it. And really let the artisans do their stuff.
Yeah.
Like we've been discussing, these cheeses have been aged for months. Turn, brush, washed.
Yeah.
So much care, love, and attention to slap loads of chutney on
it
sometimes
is
a little bit criminal. And we probably need to get off that a little bit.
Okay, that's a good one. And what's the last one?
Yeah, so tasting cheese and generally trusting your local deli.
Yeah.
So when you taste cheese, you essentially, it's really important on your tongue, you've got five simple flavours. In your nose, as most people know this now, you've got over like 50,000. I think that goes up every hour that fact is out there. So mixing oxygen with your palate is really important. So opening your mouth and chewing and masticating is really important to unlock those complex flavours.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of artisan cheddars are amazing, because they're chewy and they force you
so
to
So you
do
have
that.
To force you to chew quite a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then finding out that order of cheeses. And some people may not be skilled to do that, but essentially it's going weaker to stronger.
Yeah.
But going down to your local deli, or trusting us, but, you know, going down to your local deli and selecting a few things, getting to know your local cheesemonger, yeah, and striking up that relationship, yeah, with them, because then they will love you and they will tell you when the cheese is really, really good. They'd be like the truth sayer of, yeah, kind of cheese. So, and cheese people are pretty bonkers and they love people that love cheese.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get down to your deli, strike up a conversation with them. If you haven't got a deli like that, then strong to, you know, weak to strong,
yep,
finish on a blue. Yeah. And, yeah, remember to kind of chew and open your mouth to unlock those really complex flavours.
Great. Those are great tips. Thanks so much, Parry.
No worries. You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Olive Podcast. For recipes and more information, head to olivemagazine.com. And don't forget to subscribe at iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.